Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth and upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every plant, green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Every year in the lectionary, there comes a Sunday that preachers dread, a Sunday that we celebrate, the only feast day that is not focused on an event or on a person, but on a doctrine of the church. It's a Sunday that I'm convinced is placed during the summer so that rectors can take vacations and leave somebody else to preach. Or better yet, assign it to your transitional deacon and see what he or she knows. Or at least get to watch them squirm. Thank you, David. This is, of course, Trinity Sunday. Now, there are any number of ways that I could stand up here and try to explain the doctrine of the Trinity. I could haul up a giant pad of paper and make charts and symbols. I could just say, see attached illustration on the front of your bulletin. We could talk about the divine dance. We could discuss theories and creeds. But in the end, I would never get it all right. And you would all either fall asleep or leave more confused than when we started. But don't feel bad. The church has been arguing over the Trinity for centuries, and we still have not quite figured it out. In seminary at Swanee, I sat through a lecture and discussion on the Trinity that lasted for about 4 hours and that tied my classmates and I up into so many knots that at the end of the class we staggered from the classroom and nobody said anything. We walked down the hall, around the corner, out the front of the building, into the sunshine, and we just stood there looking at each other, nobody knowing quite what to say. And then I looked at my friend Donald, a good old Georgia boy, and I said, "Well, what did you get from that?" And he stared up at the sun, and without hesitation, he said, "It all still just sounds kind of like two dudes and a bird." And it was at that moment that I decided that trying to explain the Trinity, trying to really sit down and figure it all out, does not do a whole lot of good. So instead, rather than looking at the Trinity, I want to talk about something a little different, but still connected. And that is what it means for us to be a Trinitarian church, a Trinitarian congregation. Instead of staring up at the Trinity like it's a light shining down on us, let's look instead at the things that the Trinity illuminates for us, lays out for us, gives light to. And I think that those things can be found in today's gospel reading. This very short exchange between Jesus and the disciples that some people like to call the Great Commission, the sending out of these people. So what does it mean to be a Trinitarian congregation, a Trinitarian church? Well, for me, a Trinitarian church is this. It is a church, a congregation, sent and called by the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the good news of Jesus, who reveals to us the love of God the Creator. In other words, we are a group of people called together by a Spirit that brings us and binds us as one, to listen to the good news and teachings of Jesus Christ, who assures us of the existence and never-ending love of our Creator and God. These disciples in our gospel reading, they come to the mountain. They come to the mountain for various reasons, I'm sure. The gospel tells us they come because Jesus told them to. But they come just like we do every week when we come and gather together in our own sort of holy mountain. Now, some of you come because somebody told you to. It may have been a long time ago, but somebody told you to do it. And you may have come out of a sense of obligation, but I guarantee that that's not why you stay. That's not why you keep coming. You keep coming because there's something that binds us all together here. I felt it when I first came. It's a feeling of family, a feeling of community, a feeling of acceptance, and a feeling of belonging. And that is the Holy Spirit among us. It brought the disciples up to the mountain, and the gospel tells us some of them doubted. And I think that's very important. And it's a tiny little phrase that can get lost if we're not careful. But some of them doubted. Because we don't gather here together to show off our perfection or the supremacy of our belief. We gather here every week, well, basically because the good news that Jesus Christ brings to us is so unbelievable that we can't quite hold it in our heads for 7 days at a time. And we come back to be refreshed and to remember. And that Holy Spirit that brings us here brings us to meet and to recall and to live with Jesus Christ, who we worship, just as these disciples gathered on the mountain do. They worship. And what does that mean? That word that we throw out all the time. We come to worship. I enjoyed the worship. It's a love. It's a love, and I'm not quite sure the term to give it. It's that feeling that you get when you embrace somebody and you say, oh yeah. Yeah, this is what I needed. Thank you for that. And Jesus tells them, I come with authority. And I send you out to baptize others across the nations. He sends us out with a reminder that God's love for us and for all of God's children is eternal. He says to them, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. We leave here reminded every week of that. That Jesus, and through Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, this incredible, overwhelming entity, being, whatever you want to call it, is with us, is part of us, and is not going away. I think that's what the Trinity shines a light on. What brings us, what keeps us, and what sends us out loved. And when we look at those things together, that feeling that embraces us, that family that brings us, and that love that sends us out to spread that acceptance. Whether we understand it completely or not, we end up with something far, far more important and more touching and valuable than just two dudes and a bird. This is the Holy Trinity. It's not something we have to sit and figure out. It's just something we embrace, something we live as Christians. So as we go forward today, look at the things in your life that are illuminated by that Trinitarian understanding. The things that call to you. The things that sustain you. The things that point out God's love for you, where you feel it, and how you pass it along. In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen.
Please stand with me, and let us share our faith together in the reciting of the Nicene Creed, found on page 10 of your bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, life from life, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the people are found on page 11. Bound together in Christ in the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us pray with one heart and mind to our God, saying, Holy Trinity, hear us. That the love which passes ceaselessly between the Father and the Son in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit may renew and deepen the life of each Christian and draw us all gathered here into your unending life, we pray.
Holy Trinity,
for the leaders of the church and for the leaders of nations, that they may discern the ways to overcome division and mistrust and may reflect your unity in every aspect of common life, we pray.
Holy Trinity, hear us.
That your self-disclosure in Christ and your enduring presence among us as Spirit may help us to understand both you and ourselves, made in your image and likeness, we pray.
Holy Spirit, hear us.
For our families, our households, and our communities, that they may be places of communion and mutual support, which build us up and strengthen us in grace and truth, we pray.
Holy Spirit, hear us.
Thankful for our world, which you made through Christ, and renewed in the power of his resurrection, that we may be wise and careful stewards of creation, we pray.
Holy Trinity, hear us.
And the power of the Spirit, who joins our prayer to Christ's enduring intercession, we pray for the sick, the suffering, and all who stand in need, especially remembering those on our prayer list. For Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Jen, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Karen, Regina, Irene, Larry and Sally, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Chad, Angela, Tony, Jane, Charles, Rusty, Deb, Tony, Zach, Gary and family, Cliff, Betsy, Pat, Jim C.
For healing for all the world, we pray. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Greg Whalen and Andy Laster. Are there any other intercessions?
For the departed, Reverend Jeff Batkin.
Gracious God, whom Jesus called Abba, Father, accept our prayers this day. By the inner workings of your Spirit, deepen our communion with you, the source and goal of our life, and make us more and more signs of your enduring love. This we pray through Christ, who lives and works with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you, our thought or word or deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, and that we may abide in your will and walk in your way.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For with your co-eternal Son and Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, in trinity of persons and in unity of being. And we celebrate the one and equal glory of you, O Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." And therefore we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.